Thanks a lot for checking out the Church on the Rock message this week. We would love to help you get closer to God. The best way to do that is to visit cotr.org/connect. Or if you are not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
Well, I hope you brought your Bible because we're a Bible-believing church. Amen. So this is my Bible. I am what it says that I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today, I will be taught the uncompromised Word of God. My mind's alert. My heart's receptive. I'll not leave the same as I came. In Jesus' name, and every time I come to Church on the Rock, my faith and my life get stronger and stronger. Let's thank God for the Word, Church on the Rock. Amen. Amen. I'm thankful for the Word. Amen, amen, amen. Well, we're in a series called Pathway to Promotion. And I really been praying for y'all this week. You know that, right? I pray for you every day. And by the way, I'm still in the one-year Bible. Anybody in the young? Yeah, today is what, the 9th? Oh, I read the wrong one today. No, today it was in Judges in the Old Testament. It was in John about the woman at the well in the New Testament. I mean, there's a proverb, there's a psalm, there's an Old Testament, New Testament. And, you know, someone from another state, contacted us this week and said, we heard all about you doing the one-year Bible at your church. How amazing that is. They just went on and on and on that a whole church family together would read the one-year Bible together. So you're a witness. You're impacting other people. Amen. You're creating an appetite for the Word of God in other people's lives. So God bless you. Amen, amen, amen. So I really believe that this series is the most important series I've done in 40 years. I really believe that if you will hear what the Spirit of God is saying, it'll change your life forever. If you weren't with us last weekend, you can go to our website and get part one of the Pathway to Promotion. So I think all of us have asked the question, or will ask the question, why am I here? Where do I fit in? Why did God make me the way He made me? Why do I have this personality? Why don't other people see the potential in me? I think all of us have asked those questions. How do I get to where I want to be? How do I go from A to Z? How do I get promoted? How do I get around the right people? How do I get the connections? How do I belong with the right tribe? How do I meet the right people that I need to fulfill my destiny? All those questions we're answering in this series. So if you're ready, I'm ready. Okay, so let's look at it. The pathway to promotion is simply this. Here's the big idea. It's discovering your gift, your God-given supernatural gift, and then serving God and other people with it. It's discovering your supernatural God-given gift, and then taking that gift and serving God and other people with that gift. That's the pathway to promotion. You say, Pastor, I don't get it. Well, Proverbs 18:16, a man or woman's gift will make room for them. We found out last week that really means it will enlarge your life. Will enlarge your life. Or it means to take new territory, go to a new level. I believe you're like me. There's an anointing on me and this church and us to always want to keep growing. We're lifelong learners. We want to go from glory to glory, from faith to faith, right? From one level to the next level. We never stop growing as a Christian. So a person's gift makes room for them. In other words, will enlarge your life. Will take you before the people that you need in your life to help you run your race and fulfill your purpose and finish strong. So notice, a person's gift makes room for them, enlarges their life, takes them to new territory where they've never gone before, and it brings them before, that would be promotion, I would say. will bring you before great men and great women. Simply the people that you need in your life. Because you know what? We can't fulfill what God's called us to do on our own. I don't know if the mic's working right now. We can't fulfill what God has called us to do on our own. The call of God is bigger than you. The call of God. And every Christian has a call. Now, we looked at that and studied that last weekend. Every Christian, not just platform people, I think people sitting in the seat, many are going to get a greater reward than those with public ministry. So every Christian has a calling. Every one of us, no matter how young, how old you are, every Christian has a calling. How do I discover that calling? I discover that calling by finding out my supernatural gift that God gave me when I got born again. Your gift will make room for you. Let's watch this reel.
If I could sit down with you right now and I would ask you what success is to you, with literally hundreds of thousands of people watching Minute with Maxwell, we would get hundreds of different answers because success could be very, very subjective. And yet at the same time, as I've studied success all of my life, I think that you will agree in these next three lessons that I really can define success that would be compatible with who you are and what you believe. So the first thought that I want to give you about success is this. I think success is knowing my purpose in life. I think that's where it begins for you. I think it begins for me. In other words, until we know why we are here, how can we know if we're successful? It's almost like the mission that we have, the calling that we have, the giftedness that we have demands us to kind of know what our purpose is. Now, you find your purpose. I find my purpose by asking, what's my passion and what am I good at? What are my strengths? Those are the two ways that you and I find our purpose in life. I would encourage you to do that. I'll tell you, you can always find your purpose by going to your strengths and your giftedness and abilities, because that's how God created you. That's how He created me. He created us for a purpose and gave us the gifts to accomplish it. The passion part, it's mostly accurate. Probably 80% of the time, what you're passionate about is what probably you're gifted in, and also probably what you would be your purpose. But it's not quite as exacting as strength. But that's where it starts. I think success is when you and I know why we're here. It's been said that there are two great days in a person's life, the day they were born and the day they discovered why. That discovering why, that's the purpose. That's the first part of success.
Wow, did you hear him say purpose, calling, and gift? Did you hear him say you discover your calling and your purpose by finding out what your gift is? Discovering your personal gift. So let's go on. Romans 11, verse 29. For the gifts and the calling, notice the word gifts, comes before the word calling. For the gifts and the calling of God are without repentance. In other words, God doesn't take them back. No matter what you and I do, you will always be called. The big idea is we don't want to neglect our gifts, and we don't want to neglect our calling, because we'll all stand before God, all stand before Jesus at the judgment seat of Christ on what we did with what we were given. So everyone say it with me, please. Gifts and calling. Notice that gifts comes before calling. So if you want to know your call, you want to know your purpose, then look at your gifts, your spiritual gifts. You say, Pastor, I don't know what my spiritual gifts are. I'm glad you asked that question, because I am teaching at 11 o'clock the God is for You first class at 11 o'clock. And in those classes, we help you discover your spiritual gift. And in discovering your spiritual gift, then you find out what your calling is and your purpose is and why you're here. Then you live a satisfied life, a complete life, and a full life. Amen, somebody? Oh, I like my preaching today. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9. Who saved us? Everyone say, saved us. And then what did He do? He called us. So He saved us not to sit and soak and endure through life, not to go through life frustrated, fragmented, handicapped, dysfunctional, wondering, confused. No, he saved us, and then he called us with a, what kind of a calling? A holy call. So the call of God on your life and my life is holy. What does that mean, Pastor? It's the highest call on your life. It's the highest call on your life. The call that God created you for and called you to is called holy. It simply means it's more important than anything else you do with your life. To find and fulfill the call of God on your life. And that's what I'm here to help you do. To discover it and develop it. So he saved us, and then he called us with a holy calling. Holy means set apart from any other calling. So it's the most important series, because the most important thing in life is for you to discover and develop your God-given call. You do that by discovering your spiritual gifts. Your gifts are attached to your call. Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our own works, but according to his purpose and grace. Notice, oh, please notice this. I think I'm going to have a Jericho march today. Oh, please notice this. If this doesn't excite you, your fire has gone out. Amen. Look at this. With purpose comes grace. With purpose comes grace. Listen very carefully. What God has called you and me to do is bigger than us. What God has called you and me to do, we don't have the ability on our own to pull it off. We need the grace of God for the call of God. We need the grace of God for the call of God. When you discover your gifts, then you'll know your calling. And with your calling, you'll find your purpose. And with your purpose, God gives you grace to empower you to fulfill your God-given purpose. Oh, can we have a praise break? Can we have a praise break? Oh, my goodness. According to his own purpose, did you hear Maxwell? Talked about gifts, talked about calling, talked about purpose. And then John Maxwell said, that's real success. Real success is discovering your gift, your call, your purpose. And with all of that, you and I get the grace of God to employ, engage, and be empowered to fulfill it. Because it's bigger than us. We don't have the ability on our own to pull it off. But God in you is greater than the challenges before you, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before the world ever begun. Galatians 1 verse 15. But when it pleased God, this is the Apostle Paul, but when it pleased God who separated me from my mother's womb, while he was in his mother's womb, the Apostle Paul said, God called me according to his grace. Everyone say called and grace. So notice we have no excuse to say no. I don't know. We've got sound problems today, y'all. Pray for our sound system, would you? So when God calls you to be and do something, we have no excuse to say, I can't, I won't, I can't ever pull. In the natural, we can't, but with him, we can. With the call comes God's grace. God's grace is his ability. God's grace is his anointing, his power, his resources, everything you'll need to run your race and finish strong. And when you die, you'll be remembered for what you did for the kingdom of God. The lives that you impacted. The people that you made a difference in their life. Because the gifts aren't for me. The gifts aren't for you. My teaching gift is not for me. My teaching gift is for you. My leadership gift is not for me. My leadership gift is for you. Your gifts aren't for you. Your gifts are to serve God and to serve other people. So Paul said, "Why is it my mother's womb?" While you were in your mother's womb, God called you. And when God called you, he graced you to run the race. Say it with me. I have grace to run my race. Can we have another praise break? I just feel like praising him today. Glory to God. Now, I looked this up in Webster. This is Webster, okay? This is Webster in the old edition, the 1800s. For the word calling, people say, well, you full-time people on the platform, you're called. You got that wrong. Y'all are called. We're all called. Every Christian has a calling. When did you get your calling? When you were in your mother's womb. Even before you were in your mother's womb, you got a call on your life. Look what the dictionary says. Look what it says. A calling is a strong inner drive to fulfill a course or purpose of action accompanied by, this is Webster, accompanied by a divine influence. You know, down through the years, you know, people would ask me, how do you know you're called, Pastor? And what is a calling? Well, that right there is a good definition of a calling. It's a strong inner drive. My pastor told me when I went to him and said, you know, how do you know you're called? He said, if you could do anything else and be happy, then you're not called to that specific thing. A strong inner drive to fulfill a course or a purpose of action accompanied by a divine influence. What is that? The anointing for the assignment. When God assigns you, man, you'll never be happy and fulfilled until you find your place, find where you fit in the body of Christ, and you develop that gift to serve God and serve other people. You'll never be happy. You'll never be fulfilled. You'll never be satisfied. How do you know, Pastor? Because I got a testimony. Come on, you've heard my testimony. Kim and I, we've been married for a couple years. We loved each other, couldn't stand each other. I had a brand new Corvette, had a brand new motorcycle. We're going to build a brand new house. Man, we just got married out in the country on an acreage. I'm in leadership and management, getting a monthly bonus, getting promotion. She's happy with, but you know what? We were unfulfilled. We knew there was something greater. We knew there was a call on our life. We knew there was an inner drive to run a certain course, that God had a purpose for our life. And until we said yes, we would never be happy. We would never be fulfilled. We would always be unsatisfied with every job, every church, every relationship. But when you discover your spiritual gift, then you'll know your calling. And with your calling, you find your purpose, like Maxwell said. And with your purpose, God gives you grace to do what he's called you to do. Jeremiah 1:5. Before I formed thee, oh, wow, God, don't make junk. You're not a mistake. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew you. Before you came forth out of the womb, I separated you. Oh, my goodness. I ordained you. Look at this. I knew you. I sanctified you. I ordained you to be a prophet unto the nations. So notice the calling was even before Jeremiah, even before he was in his mother's womb. Every Christian has been created on a purpose. On purpose. You're not a mistake. I don't care what they said. You're not a mistake. God said, I knew you in the womb and before you were ever in the womb, and I sanctified you, I separated you, and I called you. So every believer, every one of us have been created on purpose. Okay? Ephesians 2:10. What's the first word? For. What's the first word? Can I have everybody say it? What's the first word? For. So you were created on purpose, and you were created. Oh, the front row's got it. The rest of you need help. Help me, help me, help me. Praise God. Okay? You ever seen that movie with Vincent Price, The Fly? Help me. Okay, praise God. All right, so you were created on purpose and you were created for a purpose. You were created to do good works. You were created on purpose, Jeremiah 1:5, for a purpose, Ephesians 2:10. And God said, I've ordained you, I've anointed you, I've set you aside. Don't neglect this gift. Don't belittle this gift. Don't say no to the call because I've graced you to fulfill that call. And he said, I did all that before you were ever born. So you're created for a purpose. Takeaways. Before I give you the takeaways, you know, I'm going to encourage you to take the next step today. And the next step would be to go out into the lobby following the service and talk to someone at the kiosk about our God is for you classes, because in those classes, we help you discover your gift. I want to challenge you that you can't just sit. You got to get on the treadmill. You got to get on the track. You got to get in the field. You got to step out of the seat. Watch this reel.
If you want to acquire something, if there's some goal that you want to reach, that is really not easy as some people will make us feel. That living your dream, changing your behaviors, overcoming negative habits, it's challenging. It's hard. Most people go through life never discovering what their talents are. Most people never develop their talents. They have skills and abilities, but if you don't nurture them, if you don't develop them, they will never serve you. Your gifts can take you many places if you develop your gifts. Most of us don't like to do those things that come easy to us.
Well, did it already over, guys? I thought there was more to that. Discover your gifts. Did y'all hear him say that? Discover your gifts if you want to make a difference with your life. I think we all do. So the takeaways, let me give them to you as the team comes. Your gifts reveal your calling. Your gifts reveal your calling. Number two, review. Your gifts are the tools to accomplish your calling. Your gifts are the tools to accomplish your calling. Boy, isn't that rich? Your gifts are the tools to accomplish your calling. Number three, your calling is bigger than you. It's on the screen. If you take a shot with your smartphone, you'll get it all real quick. Your calling is bigger than you. Your calling is greater. That's why we need God's grace. Your calling is greater than you. You've all heard the story when Kim and I went to our pastor, who we love, who's in heaven. He married us. He united us for 50 years together. But when we went to him and we said, we feel called into a full-time ministry to be pastors, he said, you'll never make it. He said, you two don't have what it takes to be in the full-time ministry. I'm so glad for God's grace, because he was probably right. But the grace of God is sufficient. God's grace is sufficient for you. Why don't you just prove him wrong? Come on, why don't you just prove him wrong? Okay? Number five, your calling requires God's grace. Your calling requires God's grace. Number six, to live a satisfied, and that's what I want for y'all. I love you dearly. I want you to live a satisfied and fulfilled life. For that to happen, you heard my testimony. You got to walk in your calling. We're not talking about full-time calling, full-time ministry. We're talking about the gifts and the talents that God gave you for in the church and outside the church, to build the kingdom of God. Look at this, Galatians 6, verse 4 and 5. Don't miss this, family. Look at this up on the screen. Make a careful exploration of who you are and the work that you have been given. Then sink yourself into that. Don't be impressed with yourself. Don't compare yourself with other people. Each of you must take responsibility for doing the creative best you can with your own life. My question to you, are you doing your creative best to be the best you can be with your life that you've been given? And number seven, to receive my full reward at the judgment seat of Christ, I can't neglect or ignore my calling. If you got anything today, can you thank God for the word today, revelation today? Oh, let's thank God for the word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The pathway to promotion. Can you say that with me? The pathway to promotion. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. And you'd say online, our community online, you'd say, Pastor, I'm watching today. And I'm not walking in my calling. I have ignored it. I've neglected it. I've run from God. I made excuses. You were reading my mail. I need to reset, rededicate, recommit, surrender my life to God and the call of God in my life. And you're right. I realized that I would make the excuse, I can't. And now I know that's true. But with God's grace, I can. So, Pastor, I want to know my gifts so I can know my calling, so I can walk in my purpose, so I can have more of the grace of God in my life and live a satisfied life. Pray for me. Or you have never given your life to God. He's your creator. He's the one that ordained you, set you apart with a higher calling than anything you could call yourself to. And you say, Pastor, pray for me. I don't know God. I want a relationship with God. Punch the button on your smart device. If you need prayer, there's someone standing by. But faith is an act. Just like the gentleman, you got to get on the treadmill. You got to get out of the seat. You got to get on the field. You got to begin to play on the field. No longer a spectator, but a participator. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed here in this room. And you say, Pastor, I hear you. I've run from God. I've argued with God. I've belittled. I've listened to other people. I've let them put me down, push me around, tell me this, tell me that. Pastor, I realize today that I have a call of God on my life. And I've had that call before I was ever born, before I was in my mother's womb. And now, Pastor, I understand how I can find that call through my gifting. So, Pastor, pray for me. I want to surrender to the call. I want to surrender my life to God. I'm a Christian, but I want to reset my life. Or, you see, Pastor, I am not a believer. I am not a Christian, but I realize that only God knows my potential. Only God loves me like no one else loves me. He wants to forgive me, accept me, and call me. Pastor, pray for me. If that's you in your seat, no one's going to come to you. But if that's you in your seat, I'm going to ask you to do something. I'm going to ask you to take a step of action. If that's you and you want prayer, I'm going to ask you to lift your hand and keep it lifted because I want to give you a gift today, a book. If that's you, raise your hand right now. Pastor, pray for me. Keep your hand up right now. Just keep it up right there where you're at as the ushers bring you a book. Church, let's pray this prayer right now, all of us together. Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. I repent. I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that He died for me, that He rose again. Jesus, come into my heart. Come into my life. I receive you now as my Lord and my Savior. I surrender to the call of God on my life. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Take my life and make a difference. In Jesus' name, amen. Look up, church. Can we celebrate with everyone who made that decision today?
Would you like to keep growing in your faith? At Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's learning more about discovering what it means to join a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/connect. where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you are part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.